Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
And I'm Lisa McIntyre.
And we're here at Maker Expo. Now, Lisa, you are a professional balloon artist.
That I am.
So, and we're not talking just making balloons at kids' parties. You make balloon sculptures that are huge, that are imaginative, that, like, create memories and experiences for people that they will carry around with them forever.
My goal is to wow my customer.
And you succeed.
Thank you.
So can you talk a little bit about some of the things you've built and what that's like?
Oh, my favorite subject, other than my children. Don't tell them I said that. So what specifically would you like to know about? Biggest thing, favorite thing?
Let's start with biggest.
Biggest thing? I have had the extreme honor and privilege of working with Origami these last 3 years on their Balloon Manor and Balloon Adventure projects in Rochester, New York. And these projects, roughly about 5 stories tall and use about 40,000 balloons.
Wow.
Wow is right.
So you built like undersea scenes and nature scenes and...
The first year I participated was 2014. We built Jack and the Beanstalk, Castle in the Clouds, 4-story tall beanstalk with the castle on top, giant. Mm-hmm. It was amazing and magical. And sign me up. I want to come every year. Last year we made an Under the Sea adventure. So as somebody who grew up loving The Little Mermaid, I got to live it.
Oh, yeah.
And then this year, more of a... nature scene, Journey on the Genesee, and Genesee River Valley goes through Rochester, New York, and we tried to recreate it as best we could, hitting all the highlights in balloons.
Wow.
I agree. I'm still wowed by it. It was an amazing experience.
So you're here, you're from the U.S.
That's correct.
And you're here in Kitchener-Waterloo today to work on what?
Something amazing and unique. I met Drew Ripley of Drew Ripley's Entertainment in 2014 at Origami's Balloon Manor. We worked on Jack and the Beanstalk together and have attended several international conventions together since then. Mm-hmm. Really gotten to know each other and become friends, both professionally and personally.
Yeah.
And we just really click and work well together, as well as some other amazing people that we've brought in on other projects. And so when Drew needs a specialist and somebody who plays well with others and doesn't run with scissors, he calls me and I come running.
I imagine not running with scissors is important when you're a balloon artist.
You know, you use scissors a lot when you're using balloons, and it's very important not to run with them. We have collaborated for about 3 years now. Again, started with the Jack and the Beanstalk. Mm-hmm. We've since worked on several Origami projects together because, my goodness, when Origami does something, it's pretty amazing, and we all want to be there for it. We have worked here locally doing some decor and super special, awesome balloon sculptures for some private events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got to meet Derek Wong, who you get to meet me later on today.
Yes, I've never met Derek, and I'm excited to interview him later today.
Yes, we've gotten to work together with Drew. Of course, you know, Drew brings in Derek, and the three of us work really, really well together. And whenever Drew mentioned this project that he brought me in on today, my mind was swimming with ideas. And the brainstorm is more of a just brain tsunami.
You built Kaloth the dragon together?
We built Kaloth the water dragon together. It's his brainchild, and he's very receptive to input. And between Drew, Derek, and I, we came up with what you see outside. And as I've explained to others before, it's really difficult to do what it is that we do because it takes a lot of imagination and a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard you plan, you never quite know what you're going to end up with. We've been working on this project for months, but actually did not start twisting balloons to create it until 2 days ago. Just due to the fragile nature of balloons and their temporary nature, we have to build right before the project. And so no matter how prepared we think we are, there's always another monkey wrench or two that gets thrown into the works that we have to work around. Yesterday, I don't know if you were watching the forecast, but we sure were because...
Yeah, we're getting some sun now.
Yesterday, for quite a while, it was saying we were going to have severe thunderstorms and a pretty good chance of some tornadoes touching down.
So we interviewed Ravi this morning, one of the Maker Expo organizers, and he pointed out that Kaloth brings the storms, and he was going to make some offerings, and it looks like that worked out. So
Kaloth is quite happy. I'm not sure what those sacrifices were or where they occurred. I'm not sure I want to know. But she's been appeased, and that's really... It's really what we were shooting for.
So you have built some incredible, memorable things. I was at Balloon Manor 2015.
Yes.
And my favorite memory, among many, was when a group of musicians who were passing through came up to one of the organizers and said, I remember this balloon thing you built 3 years ago, or when I was a kid, and now you're doing this huge, oh, wow. And it was just that notion of here's a memory that has lasted this person for 10 years.
Oh, yes. It's like, so, I said, I always go to wow somebody, and it's whether I'm using one balloon or 10 balloons.
Yeah.
You give me 40,000 balloons and a team of fantastically talented balloon artists, we're going to really knock your socks off.
You continue to succeed.
Yay!
So if you had unlimited everything, like what's your dream project? Just like build a second moon, balloon moon?
Oh, wow. Gosh, I don't know if you've seen photos of the moon. It's actually quite gray and drab.
That's true.
Probably go for some... Gosh, it's really hard to not think of dragons right now. This has been on the forefront of my mind for so long. You know, what I did under sea sculpture for Balloon Manor in 2015, it's all I could think about was under the sea thing. So let me think on this for a moment. Sky's the limit, right?
Sky's the limit. In fact, I proposed moon, so not even the sky is
the
limit.
There we go. All right. I would probably call up any and every international balloon artist that I've ever met at any convention. Mm-hmm. Come one, come all. Fly them to some exotic place like, I don't know, Walla Walla, Washington. No.
David Copperfield's personal island?
He has his own island?
Yes.
I'm in the wrong business. Okay, so maybe David Copperfield's island, Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia. And we would do something decidedly not Australian, like maybe Florida alligator, something like that. Really, it would just be more of a collaboration of some really imaginative people. I could not have come up with what is out on that front water fountain on my own. That really was a product of three people just brainstorming for months. It probably would end up looking a lot like maybe one of the origami projects where there's so many elements and they all come together in one cohesive exhibit that just has something for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you're not just building structures, you're building relationships, you're building...
Absolutely,
bonds.
Lasting memories. And we really do try and push the envelope and show people that balloons are not just for helium and string anymore. We're able to... It's a unique medium that not many people, not many artists get to work in.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel quite honored that I found this at all. My only regret is waiting until... Not that I waited, but... I was almost 40 years old before I found the joy of balloon art. And in the short time that I have been doing this as a profession, I am participating in some of the industry's most amazing projects, at least in my eyes. And this one in particular has been quite amazing in that building in a water fountain.
Yeah,
never worked in while waiting in water before, and we wanted to add an element of robotics to it. So, Kaloth, the water dragon.
Breathe champagne.
Now, we really, really wanted her to breathe fire, but having had discussions with the fire marshal before, who was convinced that we could not do balloon projects without proving that balloons were not just insanely flammable.
Fair.
We figured that he probably would have a heart attack if he saw what we had originally planned for this project. So we ended up deciding on going with the obvious. Kaloth the Water Dragon celebrates the ingenuity of the young makers here at the Maker Expo by trumpeting a mist of water from her mouth when they've completed a series of tasks that we've laid before them.
That is incredible. Thank you very much for joining us. I know you got to get back to your project.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully you'll get a chance to check out some of the other awesome stuff here at Maker Expo.
It's hard to walk away from Kaloth. There's a lot of kids down there asking questions, and the young at heart, too, lots of adults. But I am amazed at what you guys have going on here today. It's
Thank
really
you.
Something.